Now the House deals with Prop B. Representative Stanley Cox of Sedalia rejects claims by Missourians for the Protection of Dogs that lawmakers are gutting the law. Cox argues they are improving it while upholding the core issue, ending animal abuse. Cox counters that Prop B is flawed.
But they adopted specific rules that effectively drive every lawful breeder of puppies in the state out of business. And our goal is to allow them to continue business and to uphold the will of the people in regard to making the animals actually safer and less vulnerable to abuse.
The Humane Society of the United States claims legislative action reverts to weak state law that allowed the emergence of puppy mills. Though a House committee has held hearings and work sessions to craft its own bill, House Speaker Stephen Tilley of Perryville says the House will take up the bill passed by the Senate.
The majority leader and I have talked about it, and I think we're just going to move the Senate bill. So as soon as I get it, we're going to refer it to a committee and have them start working on it.
The Senate bill eliminates the 50-dog limit, requires 4 inspections a year of breeders, restricts language to dogs rather than domesticated animals, goes after unlicensed breeders, and removes language making violations criminal offenses, leaving dog breeding as a regulated industry. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, at the Capitol.